I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 9 years ago, eight ministry partners with Mission India were accused of forceful conversion in Karnataka state by anti-Christian activists. Now, over the last near decade, these ministry partners had to appear in court almost every month. Two of the partners died without ever seeing justice. But today, the six ministry partners left are celebrating.
We got the news this past Monday that the case is won and our partners are cleared. So we're just overjoyed as a staff. These partners have just been amazing, how God has used them. You know, they've been so humble despite the persecution, harassment they've experienced. And so when they got the ruling, they were just overjoyed.
That's Mission India's Eric Morsehead. Keep praying for the ministry and let's thank God for his faithfulness. And the Syrian refugee camps in Lebanon are dusty part of the year and muddy the rest. If you go in, you're coming out marked. Jessica from Triumphant Mercy explains.
I have this certain pair of boots that I wear to camp that are great. I've worn them so much in camp that I can't clean them. I have washed them, I've tried to clean them, and it's just the dirt's permeated to them that they just are dirty. And I track it everywhere and I go everywhere. And I've noticed that whenever I go into Lebanese stores, the grocery store or the bank or a restaurant or somewhere with the boots, then the Lebanese look down at my feet, they see my dirty boots, and they know that I work in the refugee camps.
The immediate response? Why? Jessica's answer? Because of Christ's love for them and for you. Let's keep praying for more gospel opportunities. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of eight Christians who share valuable, real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.